Good evening, everyone, and welcome to RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call. We have a very exciting show with some great guests and a unique topic on tonight's program for our first three segments. So let's get right to our introductions. Leading off the program, we have here at the main desk, Coach Dave Kroll, head coach at Nazareth, assistant coach Casey Krucek, and Dana Harris from the Nazareth wrestling team. We're going to talk about female wrestling and, of course, the co-host of the program, senior sports writer Keith Edward Groler. Keith, I'm excited about this show here tonight.
I know you're excited. You got your Blue Eagle colors on today.
I try to coordinate a little bit.
Of course, with your gray hair, it's like a deer thing, too. You get the blue in your gray hair.
They have white in there. They went in here. I want to get to these guests here because we have a great topic about the growing sport of women in high school wrestling. And two of the pioneers, I asked before we came on, do you consider yourself a pioneer? Casey said no, but Dave and Casey, I think you deserve a lot of credit for helping to advance women in sports. And I want to ask you about that. And by the way, before I forget, congratulations on number 500 for your career.
Thank you.
But Dave, could you talk about why you decided to kind of be one of the leaders in pushing for women in high school wrestling?
Yeah, well, I do. I've been on the National Wrestling Coach Association on their board for the last 6 years. So that's always a topic that comes up, and that's participation and getting more people involved in this what we consider a great sport. And kind of as I said before, I think I ran out of reasons not to invite girls out for wrestling. And it wasn't that I didn't want them, but I never made any kind of an overture that just said, come on out. So actually, it was not anything very formal. I sent a text out to our wrestlers in the preseason, just telling them after Labor Day, okay, it's time to start our preseason. And by the way, if you know of any girls that want to give wrestling a try, please invite them out. Well, I just found out a few seconds ago that some of the guys actually didn't take it seriously. They thought that I was making a joke. And but as it turned out, we had quite a number that came out for kind of our first workout. And we ended up having four girls that came out at the beginning and stayed and wrestled for the entire season. Yeah.
Casey, you were featured in a Morning Call article a few months ago because you kind of have paved the way for a lot of young women to get into this sport. Could you let people know a little bit about your background and what got you into wrestling?
It all started, my brother was wrestling when I was younger, and I was sitting in the stands all day, and my parents asked, "What, do you want to wrestle?" And I just said yes, and they signed me up for that tournament, and I started wrestling ever since. Yeah. So,
what was it like growing up in that sport? And then many times being the only female on the team?
It was different, but I started so young that they accepted me and they grew up with me. I grew up with them. So it was really cool to see how the guys interact. And I didn't view it as any different as a team, a sport. So
I would think, Casey, that a lot of the benefits of being a good wrestler applied no matter what age, no matter what sex you are. Discipline, self-reliance, dedication, perseverance. All those elements that we want out of sports would apply to anybody. And I would think that a guy like Coach Kroll here would want any individual to partake in his beloved sport. And is that what you found going through it?
Yeah. I feel like any person who works hard is by the coaches are going to accept you, and if you're putting your 100% in, it's going to work out for you.
Was there, talk about that acceptance, was there immediate acceptance, gradual acceptance, or no acceptance on the part of some?
I always view it as I was accepted, especially since I started at a young age. I don't think at that age, being boy, girl, they didn't view it as any different. I think when you started getting up to junior high, high school, that's when you start realizing, but at that age, it was very accepting. I was accepted on the team. I was just a wrestler, not a girl wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Dana, you were the one that broke the story to Coach Kroll about people not taking it seriously, or some people thinking it was a joke. But how did you get into wrestling, and when did you first develop a passion for it?
Well, Melina and I, she's over there, but we used to go to the wrestling matches a lot through high school, and we have a lot of friends on the team, and when I got the text message, I was like, well, might as well give it a try. It's senior year. This would be pretty fun to, be one of the first people to try it. So went out there, expected a lot more people to, stick with it, but then it dwindled down to the four of us, and it just, ever since, the first day in that room, it really sparked something in me to, just be really passionate about it. And the environment in the room is so different than anything I can really explain. So, I mean, it was all that one text message that Coach Kroll sent that some people thought was a joke, and I think we took him by surprise when we stuck through it the whole season. But, yeah, it was just the one message that got me into it.
And you and some of your teammates that we'll be hearing from a little later on in the show all have said the same thing. They loved it. You regretted it. Or you didn't regret it. The only regret is that you didn't get started earlier and you could have had a couple years to participate in this.
Yeah, I really do wish I could have spent the 4 years of high school doing the sport, because it's so much different than any other team I've ever been on. And it was really special, and everyone cares about each other so much. And like he said, it does teach a lot of different aspects of life, like dedication and hard work and perseverance. And I wish I could have had that, like, you know, growing up and growing into my own person through high school, because it really helped me out this last mm-hmm. year, especially going off to college next year. It really, like, established something in me that I don't think a lot of other activities could have done.
Did you try other sports growing up? I mean, was there anything that kind of suited you, or?
I've been horseback riding for 14
wow.
years.
Wow, just horseback riding this afternoon.
Yeah, it just came straight from the barn, but I've been doing that for 14 years, and that's a pretty individual sport, so. I mean, I also played lacrosse for 3 years of high school, and it just, after wrestling, like, it didn't do the same thing that wrestling did for me. It didn't really spark that, you know, passion in me anymore, and wrestling just really, you know, it highlighted the things that a team really is supposed to be, and, you know, having that great connection with your teammates and everything like that was super special, but it was a little different than horseback riding, obviously. A lot more contact and stuff like that, but I really do love it, and I wish I could have had more years, but I'm happy. I'm grateful to have this 1 year with the team.
As a role model here, you're really a role model, a kind of a breakthrough, somebody who we can look to. She did it, others can follow. What message would you have to other girls in the Nazareth School District, or maybe elementary school students around this Lehigh Valley, who said, man, we can wrestle too?
You just need to go for it. There's nothing stopping you. Like, everyone in that room is so accepting and supportive of you. And there's going to be people, you know, there's always haters or whatnot. But if you love it, you just have to stick with it, because the team is great and everything about it. The lessons you learn, the, you know, physical activity, and just everything about it is amazing. And you just need to follow your dream. So if you're thinking about it, you should definitely give it a shot, because trying things is good, and especially with this team, you can't go wrong.
It's not an easy sport. You have to focus. You have to, as Keith said, dedication. You have to pace yourself for a lot of things. Casey, I remember someone telling me that you try to make wrestling fun. How do you go about doing that as a coach, to try to make it fun for young females?
I think it's always fun, but I want to break it down to them that, like, it's not always, like, so hard, like, drilling them, but also, like, they can come and talk to me and mm-hmm. be approachable, and just, like, I told them when they were first learning, look at their back, and maybe, like, if they had something on their back, like, make sure you look into it, like, maybe a back tattoo, so they could remember that in their head, so they could laugh about it in their head and remember it. So, like, just, like, trying to make connections for a first-year wrestler, so I hope that stuck with them, but it's a little different, especially being a girl. I try to make sure they're getting it.
Yeah. So. Well, did it help you, Dana, to have another female as a coach?
It did. She's also, like, a friend, too. It's not, you know, someone you look up to, it's like, oh, it's my coach, like, I'm kind of scared to go talk to her or anything like that. She is, like, a friend, and she makes it known that it's okay to make mistakes, and she's never, like, all right, well, like, don't ever do that again. Like, she understands that this is totally new to us and we don't really know what's going on. So she's super understanding. And, I mean, not that our wrestling room looks at girls like, oh, like, there's a girl in the room. But she understands, like, some of the struggles that a female wrestler might go through. But she really did help us through. And she made us into, like, the wrestlers that we are. And I think we all wrestled our hardest in every match that we had. And it's thanks to her and the rest of the coaching staff. But she is more than just a coach to us.
I want to ask any of you three, for the, you know, college, a lot of kids participate in high school with an eye toward college, using it as a stepping stone. Are there opportunities out there at the collegiate level for female? I know, unfortunately, and you know this, Coach Kroll, a lot of college programs folded up for Title IX, you know, reasons. Right. Are there opportunities out there at the collegiate level?
Oh, Casey would be a great one to talk about that because she's a collegiate wrestler, national class female collegiate wrestler. So she'd be a great one to talk about that.
There is a lot. Each year there's a lot of new programs opening up, so there's a lot of opportunities. There's at least usually like 4 or 5 new programs opening in the school. Most of them are private and not close around Pennsylvania because they're all private schools, so they're getting funded. But there is a lot of opportunities for female wrestling.
And these are not just these are club teams?
Or no, they're like established sports.
Established, yeah. Intercollegiate?
Yep, they're all club teams.
Terrific.
Yep, right.
Oh, go ahead. I was just going to, Dana, you were nervous about coming in, but before we let you go, what's your plans for college now?
I will be attending West Virginia University, and I plan on majoring in aviation.
Wow.
Yeah, with a little bit of business, so maybe minoring in that. But I think maybe if there's a club team or something for wrestling, I might have to do that to keep the freshman 15 off because, you know, that's a little dangerous. But yeah, I'm excited for the future and what it holds.
Whether it's by horse or by plane.
Yeah, horse, plane. Yeah.
That's great.
Dana, great job. Thanks for your experiences. We're going to take a break and bring in more wrestlers from the Nazareth High School Wrestling Program. Right now, as we head to our first break, our first spring preview involves the Emmaus tennis team.
Season's doing fine. We have a lot of matches to play. Right at this moment, we are undefeated.
I'm 2-2 so far, and hopefully we'll be 4-0 as a team on the season.
I've been playing pretty well. My competition, I don't think, is at its peak right now.
The weather being as it is, practices have been limited, but we have worked pretty hard when we have had practice.
I only really get to play outdoors in the summer, so the conditions are a bit tough for me. Right now, since it's pretty cold most of the time and it's windy, but that's it. That's all. I need to get used to that.
I've been working on getting more consistent with my strokes and serves and just continue to get better each and every day.
I mean, there's a lot of good teams out there. I know we have some real good depth in our lineup, but we have some hurdles to get over and some matches to be played, but I think we'll do all right.
You know, the number one player on Nazareth, he's a good player. I'm looking forward to that. And Liberty, but I guess we don't play them in the regular season this year.
I would say Parkland's always a good rivalry match. So Parkland and Nazareth are the two tough ones, but it'll only make me a better player. So looking forward to a challenge.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk presented by The Morning Call. Our special guest this segment, Dave Kroll from the Nazareth Wrestling Department, head coach, Casey Krucek from the Nazareth Wrestling Program as well. And joining us this segment, wrestler and dancer, Emily Simpson. And lacrosse, right?
And Nazareth soccer.
And soccer. I know your lacrosse team's going to do well this year.
Yeah.
But first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we want to get your thoughts on wrestling, why you got in, and tell us about the experience of wrestling this year at Nazareth.
I didn't actually hear about like this text or anything because I didn't really know any of the wrestlers before this. Mm-hmm. And I had never seen a wrestling match before I actually went to like the ones with the teams. But my soccer team, like a bunch of them had went to the original meeting and none of them ended up coming back, but like they got me to go. And then Tyra, one of the other wrestlers, like she kept seeing me in the halls, like kept saying like, oh, Emily, you should come to like the practices. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm still in soccer right now, but maybe like after like the season's over, I'll come and check it out. And then I ended up going and just sticking with it, coming to like, I hadn't practiced the first practice I went to, I didn't actually practice. But then the next day was like a Saturday one. Coach Cole was like, so you're coming tomorrow, right? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come. And it just like went off from there. But it was a really good experience. I really liked it. It was like a good workout that like prepared me for lacrosse season too.
I was going to say, what did you like the best? I mean, it's very different, obviously, than those two other sports that you play, soccer and lacrosse.
Yeah. I like how... like, I don't like working out by myself, so I like how, like, when we would do our, workouts and everything, like, it was, like, the whole team doing it. We were all, like, suffering together and, like, getting through it, and, like, I really noticed a difference then, like, I felt stronger and, like, everything felt, like, I just like really enjoyed it. And like soccer and lacrosse, we do like a little bit of lifting, but it's mostly like playing outside and like stuff like that.
How much did you know about wrestling before you got into it?
None. Like, wow. Actually none. I had never seen like wrestling, had never gone to anything. I didn't know like what a takedown was, what the points were, or anything like that.
Quite an education then for you.
We have an email from a Nazareth's number one fan, Andy Weaver, who is signing it. Keith, you better hold on to your seat here. He's signing his email as the president of the Crowell Fan Club.
I guess I'm out.
Yeah, what, you're out of there. But he'd like to know, do you think that the girls' program will be bigger next year? Well, do you think the interest will be there and you'll have even more women going forward?
Good, Casey.
I am wishing so, because I think for girls, like, they need a lot of influences, and having a friend like come out and seeing that these girls stuck through it for the whole year, that like that's a reassurance for them, mm-hmm. to come out. So I think this first year was a good amount of people, but I feel like it was the first step to many more people.
Because all these girls here tonight that we'll talk with are all seniors, so you got to kind of start all over and bring in a whole new crop then going forward. Yeah. What would you like to see, you know, from either an administrative standpoint or from the PIAA? Is there anything, do you think, they could do to try to encourage and get more women to come out and let them know it's okay? And hopefully there's other schools that are like Nazareth that will accept women in the sport.
I don't know what would be a good way to get them out. It's just, I think, just always talking. If you find that one girl and they have friends and they're like, oh, let's go, that's going to be the start of it. It's just trying to connect to those girls and getting those girls and bringing their friends out, because that's how it's going to stick and bring more girls into the program, because they're going to bring their friends in, because they don't want to go in alone. So,
is there a lot of backlash? Did you receive some backlash? I mean, look, there's a lot of people that want things the way things always were. They're traditionalists, they're old school people, they just don't think, girls should be wrestling. Have you encountered that, and how do you deal with that when you do encounter it?
I mean, I've seen it. I never had anyone say it to my face. I've seen it with other girls, and I heard other stories, but never to me. And if they say it, I just never, like, acknowledged it. I just kept on doing my thing because I love wrestling. They're not in my position. They're a viewer, and they're not going to make me stop. So And just keep on doing what you love. So I think that's the way to do
it. That's great advice.
Yeah.
Emily, do you think you're a little younger. Do you think there's something that you would say to people out there, maybe 7th and 8th graders or freshmen that are thinking about it and they're on the fence, or they're a little timid, they don't want to go out for the team next year?
I definitely think I'd say like the same thing Dana did. Like, you just got to go out for it. Like, you don't have to know much. Like, you just can try it. And it's like a really fun experience. So like just going out, trying it, even if you end up not liking it, like not do it, but like it's, you're gonna like it, and it's a really fun experience to do.
And I think that's great, because I think of wrestling, there's so much involved with the point system. It's nice to hear that you said, I didn't know anything about it, and you came out and you really enjoyed it. And you'd do it over again?
I would, yeah. I really liked it when I got to finally wrestle at the end. Even though I lost each time, I was like, I want to go back out there right now. But every time I'd go back, I'd be so nervous. Right when it ended, I'd be like, all right, I'm ready for another one.
I'm going to ask you what you think of the guy that, to me, when I think of wrestling right now, I think of one individual who was very special at Nazareth. And I cover basketball, but I know this name, Sammy Sasso. What can you tell me what you maybe learned from him and watching his career evolve and become this great champion?
Did you see Casey wrestle with her? I heard about that, right? You wrestled Sam?
I missed that, actually. I came in later, so I missed out on like the first couple weeks of it, and so I didn't get to see that. But from what I saw, like, I had always heard about him, and like I had known him like in school, but I always knew he was like a really good wrestler. But once I got into wrestling, like, I saw he was like actually a really good teammate. He was always like encouraging everyone, even though he wasn't wrestling. Like, at some points, like, he was always like really nice to everybody, and like he helped the girls on stuff. Like, if we were doing something during practice, he would give us some pointers on stuff, and he was like a really good teammate though.
Take me back to last year. I mean, last year I thought it was the greatest, maybe one of the, I did a season end piece, and even though I'm the basketball guy, I thought it was one of the best moments. I think I made it number one for 2017, and that was your state championship in Hershey, your battle against Becca. What did you guys think of that? You weren't on the team at that point in time. What, were you there? Were you in the arena that day?
I was not. I knew we had won and stuff, but like that was just like me hearing about like any other sport, but I had no like connection with like the wrestling team at all at that point.
I thought that was such a big moment that maybe you're in the stands that day. I said, man, I want to be a part of that. You know, because it was a great moment. And Coach Kroll, I'm sure you still remember that.
You're stepping on your
roller
segment time, by the way.
I didn't know that. Okay.
All right. Well, Emily, great job, by the way. Good luck with lacrosse, soccer, and everything. And what's your college plans now?
I'm going to be heading down to Florida, Florida School of Discipleship. It's a little missionary school down in Fort Myers. And my sister is right there, so it'll be fun.
That's great. All right, well, continued success, and good luck with the lacrosse team this year.
Thank you.
All right, it is Keith's favorite part of the show. It's Grolier's Gremlings, where he sounds off and talks about anything on his sports mind. Keith?
Well, I want to thank these fine people for coming in here, and I have great, great admiration, great respect for what wrestling does for this Lehigh Valley. I think we are still wrestling country, first and foremost. I do want to salute briefly the new inductees into the Lehigh Valley Basketball Hall of Fame. We had a very special banquet last evening over at the Sands, and Rich Fatzinger, Rich Baker, Kelsey Gallagher were inducted, as well as the Central Catholic 1984 team. I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing? Fatzinger, Baker, Kelsey. Oh, it's killing me. But anyway, there were four inductees. Mark Collin from Saucon Valley. We have great basketball around here. We could not get it done again, unfortunately, in a state tournament. We came close. Southern Lehigh was the last team standing of the girls. But again, a great basketball season. And we move forward now. We're already into the spring. Chris has got some segments. We saw the Emmaus tennis team. And I encourage everybody to get out there and participate. And if you're not a participant, at least be a fan of one of these great teams working hard out there in the Lehigh Valley.
All right, more wrestling talk with the Nazareth wrestling team in a moment as we head to break. The RCN Sports Talk cameras were on hand for Saquon Barkley Day in Copley.
Well, the borough of Copley, they decided, you know, that they wanted to do a Saquon Day in Copley, but they wanted to wait until he graduated. So when he declared after his third year, it took everybody for a loop, so we just came together to make this day happen.
Well, it's an honor to be at this event. I had the honor to drive the Barkley family in the parade, and I took Saquon and his girlfriend down the route to the beginning of the parade. I was at the Saquon Barkley household today. Great family, and I know Saquon's going to do outstanding things.
It's a great day, and it feels amazing that the city of Copley is honoring my son for his achievement on the field and off the field. I feel amazed.
The man he is now is, I wish you guys got to know him on a kind of personal level I did. He's truly one of the most respectful men I've ever met in my life. He can't and won't say no to anybody, and that's not because he's a pushover by any means, because he just truly cares about people.
His hard work and dedication is an inspiration to us all. I never had a son, but if I did, I would gladly have a son exactly like Saquon. He makes not only his parents proud, but all of us.
My family, my brothers and sisters, Ali, Rashar, Shaquana, Aaliyah, Ali Bay, all those guys. You guys are special to me. I'm so thankful for you guys. And even though I know Shaquana and Rashard, you guys are older than me, hopefully I can continue to try to do the right things. Don't worry, Ali, I'm going to let you finish out. We're in 21. When you're done with that, then I'm going to come get my jersey retired and put that away.
Welcome back to RCN Sports Talk, sponsored by The Morning Call, our last segment with the Nazareth wrestling team. And we'd like to welcome in Melina Ronka, along with Casey Krucek and Dave Kroll here for joining us on the program. Melina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
It's been fun talking about wrestling and females in wrestling. And before we came on the air, you showed a great story about the atmosphere in the practice rooms and the mats. And how much the camaraderie was so great at Nazareth this past year. And I'm wondering if you could repeat that and let people know firsthand what it was like this season working on the wrestling program.
Yeah, so
Like how Dana said earlier, we got the text from some of our friends. I've known a lot of the guys on the wrestling team for years, and so I just thought it'd be really fun to try it. Mm-hmm. And even though I'm friends with a lot of the guys, I didn't think that it was going to be as comfortable as it was in the room. I thought it'd be kind of weird, and I thought it'd be really segregated, and I thought we'd be on this side and the guys would be on that side and we wouldn't really commingle at all, but that was completely not true at all. The first day in the room, the guys were super friendly, super welcoming, and throughout the whole season I just became close with so many guys that I had never even talked to before. They're literally like all my brothers now, and I see them in school and in the hallways and outside of school. Mm-hmm. We're just always messing around, joking around. And I just became so close with all of them so fast.
And you played a number of sports and cheering in a lot of different levels, and you were saying this might have been the best experience of all?
Yeah, I cheered growing up and did gymnastics, and I played tennis freshman year for Nazareth and lacrosse freshman year and sophomore year. Yeah. And so those were all both all-girl sports, and I really liked it. Obviously, the girls were great, the coaches were great, but there's just something about being in the room with all of the guys that it was such a much better atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Especially there's not really as much drama with guys and as there is with girls, and there's just so much to learn from the guys, and we're not as girls, we're not used to participating in sports with guys. Yeah. So I just think that's really beneficial, especially with the sport that we are not familiar with at all, to be able to look at guys that are really experienced, like Sammy and Cade and Ryan and Sean and all the guys on the team.
Were you surprised how much you did improve? And I assume that not knowing much of anything about the sport, and now after a full year, I would imagine you really have advanced. Did you surprise yourself with how much you grew with this particular sport?
Definitely, yeah. The first day of preseason in September, we were working with Casey on double leg takedowns, and we're walking through it step by step, and all three of us girls were like, oh my gosh, what is this? How do the guys do it? How do they put it together? How do you know what to do? All this stuff. It was so difficult at first. Well, it is still difficult, but at first I thought, there's no way. There's no way that I'm going to be able to wrestle in a tournament, in a match, when I don't have Casey telling me, oh, your hand's weird, or do this, or stopping in the middle of practicing. What is going on? How do I get out of this this weird little move that I'm in?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you what you think of this guy, who is one of this guy right here, was one of the true legends in Lehigh Valley Athletic. Forget wrestling. He's a legend.
They told me stories before you arrived.
In Lehigh Valley Athletic. Well, I missed it. But what are your thoughts on how he handles a team, how he guides young men, and now young women?
Well, I have been following the wrestling team for years all through high school, and so I was really nervous because I knew how much people look up to him and how much of a legend he really is in the wrestling community. So I was super nervous to be in the room with him because I thought it was going to be really intimidating. And at first it was, but he's such an awesome coach, such an awesome guy, so friendly, so personable. And I'm just like really, really happy that I got to know him throughout the season.
I think that's a credit to Casey and Dave and your entire staff, that we have so many people and the ladies here and people that I've talked to before, everyone has nothing but positives to say about the way you approach this. To have them learn about sports so quickly, you not just have to be great people, but you have to be great coaches too. And that's not always an easy combination to identify with kids nowadays, to teach them something, to motivate them, to all the thing, the weight training and everything, and have that put together. What is it like for you two to hear stories like this?
Well, it's great to hear. You know, but the credit really goes to these kids. These four girls, I could not have asked for four greater young people. And you know, I sent a tweet out one. Design just hit me one time. You know, you hear people, probably older people, which I consider myself one of them, saying kids these days. You know, and that's why I just tweeted, for those people who say kids these days, they need to come to our wrestling room and see what mm-hmm. kids these days are like. We have the most awesome kids on our team. I can't make them. They are who they are, and I'm just very, very blessed to have the kids that I have to coach, and it's been a really great pleasure. My last, you don't hear that too often. A lot of times you hear a lot of horror stories, sure, coaching yeah. horror stories. My last 3 years have been some of, if not my favorite years to coach. And sometimes when you're more successful, the enjoyment level sometimes is the opposite. Yeah. They're your most challenging years. Those two things have just gone together. I could not have asked for anything else.
Right? Well, I agree with you, being in covering local sports for 35 years, and I still hear that too. Back in my day, we had to do this and walk 20 miles in right. 3 feet of snow and whatever just to get to school. And you know that
sure.
type of stuff. But I agree with you. I think our kids today are more aware. They're more dedicated. I mean, there's so many things thrown at them now, and they handle everything with great class for the most part. Where do you think we're going with this now? Where do you think we're going with girls in wrestling? It's going to grow, and it's going to become more commonplace?
Yeah, it will. So it's just a strange phenomenon that high school girls wrestling in Pennsylvania is behind probably the majority of the other
right?
states in the United States. Yeah, there's, I think, up close to
almost a dozen states
that actually have a girls state championship, so they're yeah. recognized by the state. So you've got to get enough girls doing it mm-hmm. to reach that level, and that's, like I said before, I couldn't think of a reason why we shouldn't start this, and it's got to start somewhere, and started with these four great young ladies.
After all these years, I mean, this has got to be a proud moment for you. I mean, one more additional proud moment and a career and a legacy filled with them.
Oh, no, I am. It's probably one of the better decisions I lucked into that, that I made, and that I wouldn't have anticipated it was as good. And something hit me partway through the year, too, that I'd never kind of anticipated. You know, you open the newspaper, you see on TV, and it seems like almost every other day you're seeing something about a sexual harassment situation on the workforce or whatever. I was just thinking, what a great environment to help hopefully prevent that in the future, because just like Melina said, she had said earlier, there was no difference between the guys and the girls. We were just all teammates, mm-hmm. and they just all looked at each other as teammates. The whole male-female thing just did not enter into the equation at all. It was really, it far exceeded my expectation. I'll admit, there was a lot of things I was really nervous about. Mm-hmm. Having Casey there, the first coaches meeting we had, I took notes on my own coaches meeting of Kate said, well, here's some things you want to think about. Well, I had about a dozen things that I had never anticipated as a coach that I would have to be concerned with girls. And so it was really, really helpful. It was, she was just a true godsend for me.
Well, I would think at certain schools with a different type of kid, this may not work. I mean, or could have some negativity, could have more problems. You got, from everybody that's been here tonight, from coach to the three young ladies here, you got class people here who have made this work, and there has been no problems, and I compliment them. I mean, but you do realize it probably could be at another school at another place in time, it could fall apart quite quickly.
Yeah, but that's probably true of anything. Like, yeah, no matter what
very,
you do,
very true.
If you don't have some things in place, you don't have an experienced person like Casey come along that can really help you out. And, you know, our coaching staff, we talk all the time, we're in the problem prevention school of things, you know, like, so we want to, don't just dive in when you don't know. You can make a lot of mistakes that way, and that cause a lot of problems. But she was able to really set a great ground, were a great foundation for us to kind of do it the right way.
We only have about 20 seconds, but Melina, I want to ask, what are your post-high school plans now?
I'm deciding between Lehigh, Villanova, and University of Miami.
Ooh, good school.
Still, yeah, three schools that I really, really love. Don't know how I'm going to make the decision, but it's going to happen. I'm going somewhere.
And I know we're out of time, but Casey, you're looking at maybe coaching somewhere, or becoming a head coach down the line, right?
Yeah, I would love to pursue that, looking into a head coach. I love the sport. I'm working with a great coach, too, so learning from him, what's awesome, getting knowledge to pursue that.
Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Terrific. You guys are terrific.
Big thank you to Coach Kroll, Coach Kretzik, Dana Harris, Melina Ronka, and Emily Simpson for joining us. Thank you so much. Continued success to you, and continued success out at college then.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more RCN Sports Talk right after this. Welcome back to tonight's Sports Talk show, and a big part of our show in recent years has been our partnership with the folks at DKN and the outstanding sports reports that they put together in their features that we share a portion of on our Sports Talk show. And we're very pleased right now to have one of the men most responsible for this on the phone line, Bruce Walker, who is the Associate Director of Television and Entertainment Division of the Office of Cable TV, Film, Music, and Entertainment down in D.C. Bruce, thanks so much for your time, and welcome to Sports Talk this evening.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me. This is great, and thanks for all of your support of our program.
Well, we love working with you. You have great people there. And before we talk about the specific sports angle of things, just if you could let people know a little bit about your background. It's a very diverse background, as you've had a lot of experiences in not just television, but movies and music and producing a whole lot of special events.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm born and raised in Washington, D.C., and I left and went to school in California, and then found myself leaving school and graduating from Cal State Long Beach and going into the entertainment business. And I've been doing that for about 25 years now. So I got into the business as an intern and really worked hard. And in 2 years, I was senior vice president of Motown. So it was kind of quick. But from there, went on to DreamWorks and worked there for as general manager for a while, and worked with some great people, including Spielberg and Katzenberg and Geffen and Mo Austin, Gerald Busby, a whole bunch of people. And left there, and all along I've been always into television, and I was actually producing television while I was in the music positions and actually doing shows and giving them to other networks to air. So then I got the opportunity after that. I worked with Sony for a while and Hidden Beach Universal, and then went into television and worked with projects with NBC and MTV and VH1 and BET and a bunch of stuff. Worked on a lot of Super Bowls, had a lot of artists, a lot of events, NBA All-Star, did a special there 1 year in Phoenix, and actually the Olympics as well. I actually did the Olympic Jazz album 1 year when it was in Atlanta. And how I found my way back to D.C. was this opportunity here. About 3 years ago, when Mayor Bowser took over, she engaged director Angie Gates to come over and actually combine three of the agencies, film and television and entertainment, and then added music into one agency. Mm-hmm. And Director Gates, being from the entertainment industry, she had a mission to bring what she terms as bringing L.A. and New York to D.C. And so many times that people and opportunities here had to go elsewhere with their talents and or their products. And that's both in entertainment and sports. Go to L.A. or New York typically, or Atlanta in the recent cases. But now people here are able to benefit from a lot of the added resources and people and expertise that Director Gates has brought in from the entertainment business to create product here with the creatives, and also to create products at through the networks and to support the mayor's vision of the creative economy here to increase it on the pathway to the middle class. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity. All of us have come here under the direction of Director Gates to do just that, and bring our expertise and resources to the game. And one of those great points of excitement is the creation of our DKN Sports Network, mm-hmm. which we have kind of launched for about a little bit over a year now. We launched with signing day the first year of football players. And then we actually co-hosted the DCSAA first High School Legends Award in June, and then from there on we just started really covering a lot of the local student athletes in high school and in clubs and in some of the professional side, but our particular focus is to really showcase the high school student athlete here. Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as the station, do you focus primarily on stuff in the D.C. area for sports and for other areas, and also include a lot of things that are of interest to people in the D.C. area? Is that correct?
Yes, we do. We are really need to get more on top of actually live broadcast. That's what we hope to do next year for our football and basketball games. But what we have been doing is focusing in on packages and stories and kind of highlighting a variety of the athletes here, from football to lacrosse to crew to. We just did a piece on figure skating. So we're not just really trying to focus on football and basketball, which are two major areas here and major interests in terms of recruiting around the country for so many years. But we're trying to branch out now and cover all of the sports so that we can showcase the depth of athletes in the area. In addition to sports programming, we do have three networks here that are all carried by RCN. Which are DCC, which is kind of our C-SPAN, where it's covering the council activities, your budget hearings, and all of the things that the council does here on a daily basis. A lot of live programming on that end of things. We have DCN, which is our mainstream network. It's the District of Columbia Network. And we follow the mayor and every day. And we host the live pressers and ribbon cuttings and special events here, but we also have additional programming that we create that goes from entertainment talk magazines to public affairs to cooking to fashion to a variety of programming. And then, of course, DKN, which is the District Knowledge Network, that focuses on the millennial and educational programming, and then newly created addition to that area, which is DKN Sports. Mm-hmm.
Could you talk a little bit about your staff? I know the on-air people are very animated, they're enthusiastic, and they're very knowledgeable and passionate about the local sports in the D.C. area. But you also have a lot of hardworking people behind the scenes putting together some really well-produced features and stories.
Yeah, we do. We have to thank those people for their diligent efforts and their expertise, because they come from a variety of areas in terms of the on-air talent that we have. A lot also work with Fox and Comcast, and a lot, which is interesting, a lot are actually in radio. So we have the benefit of their expertise and not only in the programming itself, but also in the addition to marketing of the programming, which provides a pretty cool synergistic type of relationships. We hope that we can get the word out about what we're doing with our programming more and more every day, not just to D.C., but also to other areas of the country, which makes the talent of D.C., you know, even benefit a lot more from the exposure of the programming that we have. But we have programming that is in-studio programming. We also go live to events and games. And then we also do special packages. We've had some recent packages where we're trying to provide information to student athletes in the area that may help their careers. For example, we had Lisa Salters, and we did a really great piece on her, and I thank Lisa for the time that she gave us. We also did Brian Mitchell, and he talked about his role as a former Redskin and now still here in the area on all the sports programming, and what the city has meant to him as a source of inspiration, and giving back some of that to the student athletes in the future. He really did a great job with that. And several other things that we're covering in special event sites that we are really excited about being able to kind of paint the picture that sports is alive here in D.C., and that we are a sports town.
Our special guest this segment, Bruce Walker, Associate Director of the Television and Entertainment Division, the government of the District of Columbia down in D.C. As you know, Bruce, the industry is changing by leaps and bounds. It's expanding sometimes faster than people can catch up with it, with all the different ways you can communicate, social media, and the interactivity of this broadcast medium. I know your group has been trying to stay ahead of the curve. You're very active on social media. What are some of the ways that people can contact with you? And I know you're also on YouTube. You have a YouTube page where people can catch up and see a lot of your features as well.
Yeah, if you go, well, first of all, if you go to Entertain DC, you can actually access all of our programming. We are live streaming 24/7 on that. And also you can catch our radio programming on dcradio.gov. We also are on HD4 and 96.3 HD4. We're under the WHUR signal for HD radio as well. But what we're trying to do is really stay also active on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. We create separate programming for that. That, of course, is a lot of short-form stuff, kind of promos that will kind of direct you over to our YouTube channel and direct you to ultimately watching the channel as well. But we found that this short-form programming really works for immediate reaction, which is like the 10-second stuff or the 30-second stuff that we can cut. We cut around a lot of that stuff around the actual either taping of a show mm-hmm. or either at the event itself, at the sporting event itself. And then we come back and we kind of look at the responses on some of those things when we're going into post-production on some of the longer feature programming that we do. But we're at a point now where we're really trying to make a decision whether the short-form programming reaches more of an impact to our social media audience, and how do we then turn that impact into driving eyeballs to the long-form programming. That's kind of where we are right now. We're seeing, you know, as we're young in this, so we're seeing some incremental growth, and we're also trying to figure out, you know, what the viewer really wants to see in terms of the type of sports that translate well over the short-form type of programming. But, yeah, we're really trying to get as active as we can on the social media side, and we understand the tough part about that is giving content every day. So, you know, that's really what we're up against now, is really trying to create enough content that we can have something every day to keep the viewer interested.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the great things about your organization is that you listen to your public. You're very active in the community. You're trying to get feedback, and you're trying to work to see what works not only for viewers, but to also what's the next step, too. And I think that's such important in the development of trying to please an audience, especially for one in a big market like you have there. Before we let you go... Oh, go ahead. I wanted to just...
I was just going to say that we learn every day from the responses and the engagement, and mm-hmm. we actually look at that on a weekly basis. And, you know, it's really, really giving us a better gauge on the type of programming that we can develop, because at the end of the day, we're here to serve the D.C. student-athlete in the D.C. community, but if we don't come up with the best ways to deliver the content, then, you know, we missed the boat a little bit. So we're learning, but we're trying to listen and learn and do a little bit better every day.
Well, again, I think that's a great way you're connecting with people and you're listening to them, which I think is so important. Before I let you go, I did want to kind of pick your brain and see if you've had a favorite feature since you've been down with DKN or a project, either sports or non-related, that has been one of your favorites so far. And also if you have a could key us in on something coming up that you're really excited about coming down the pike.
Well, my favorite, I guess, is we made history here with the launch of DC Radio. We had a major launch event that we filmed and aired many times. That was very historical, and it's just a great thing to be able to share television on radio, because we do something a little different. We actually air our television shows, the audio version of it, on radio. So we cross-promote those things. So I think that it's extremely helpful to be able to do that. I guess second of all was we just did really major Black History special, which was incredible, and is still airing. Actually, we air it every week now. And then, I guess, from a sports perspective, it has been to launch the CSAA Legends Awards. We're going to be doing the second annual here in June this year, and you know, just to see what that's meant for the athletic community here in the city is great. Now, last year was the first year, and this year it's going to be even better, and that already there's a lot of excitement over it, and a lot of the athletes saying, well, how can I get, you know, considered for an award? In fact, one of the guys that is launching the MFL, which is Minor League Football League, it's 50 teams across the country, and they'll be launching this year, and they actually have a recording a program here on radio inside the MFL. We're really looking forward to doing the TV version. He actually is a graduate of Cadozzi, played for the Patriots, and he was asking, hey, how do I get down this year in consideration for one of these high school legends awards? So it's definitely a great thing that we're looking forward to doing the second annual this year.
Well, Bruce, thank you so much for your time, and keep up the great work with your offices down there. All three channels going strong.
Well, thank you for all you guys' support, and we'll try to keep cranking out some things to send you.
All right. We appreciate that. Bruce Walker, Associate Director of Television and Entertainment Division down in the District of Columbia. And also be sure to check out the DKN Sports Report on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. right here on RCN TV. That'll do it for tonight's show. For everyone at RCN, I'm Chris Michael. Good night, everyone.